Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. 401k plans are fantastic. They let Americans sock away money for retirement, and their contributions are often matched by employers, and it's a great way to let the magic of compounding work for you. Now, the government recognizes that this is your money and that life circumstances sometimes require emergency funds, so we're allowed to take loans from our 401ks, but you have to be careful because such loans need to be repaid. They're repaid with after-tax funds at predefined interest rates, and although the interest proceeds then become part of your 401k balance, which is pretty good, and the loan itself is not taxable and not subject to penalty as long as it's paid back within the guidelines, the loan cannot be for a term longer than 5 years unless you're using it for a purchase of a primary residence. A reasonable rate of interest has to be charged, and it has to be paid back with substantially equal payments, and they have to be made at least every quarter over the life of the loan. Now, employers, of course, have the option to make their plan loan provisions more restrictive, and when an employee does not make payments in accordance with the plan or the IRS regulations, the outstanding loan balance will be declared in default, and a defaulted loan and possibly the accrued interest on the loan balance becomes a taxable distribution to the employee in the year of default, with all the same penalties and implications of a withdrawal. So while borrowing against your 401k is an option, it really isn't in your best interest. These loans are also taxed advantage because think of it this way. The money that you put in your 401k is pre-tax, they're pre-tax dollars, but the loan is repaid with after-tax dollars. The interest portion of the loan repayments, which are essentially additional contributions to the 401k, are made with after-tax funds, and you'll have to pay taxes on those funds a second time when you make qualified withdrawals. In a nutshell, borrowing is not a great idea, and the restrictions around it can really get you in a pickle if other adverse events strike. I saw an article by Catherine Tuggle of MainStreet.com, and she did a really good job of laying out only 5 remotely decent excuses for borrowing against your 401k. So, before you even think about borrowing against your 401k, ask yourself how secure you feel in your job. Negative tax consequences loom large if you can't pay your loan back within 60 days of leaving your job. If you're unable to pay back the loan, you'll be charged the 10% early distribution penalty, and the money you withdraw will be taxed at your tax rate in the year that you withdrew it. That said, if you feel secure in your job, your 401k can be a good source of credit compared to other options out there because there are no high interest rates, no impact to your credit report, and no lengthy application process. So it's not a terrible idea when there's a dire need for short-term liquidity, but it's not the first place you should think to go. And if you do borrow against your 401k, make sure you have a strict plan for repayment. And while you borrow, you're effectively losing money every month because the money isn't in your account benefiting from the compound interest. So if you borrow from your 401k, plan to repay it as quickly as possible because there's no penalty for early payment. All right, so here's 5 situations, with great reluctance I tell you this, that it may be okay to tap into your 401k for a short-term loan. Number 1, if you're consolidating and paying off high-interest short-term debt like credit cards. You know, the credit card interest is going to be much higher. The interest that you're paying yourself back on your 401k will be substantially lower. So as long as you make sure you pay your 401k back in a regular fashion and you don't keep that loan hanging out there, that may be a good source or a good reason to borrow money temporarily. Number 2, a medical or other emergency that requires liquidity when there's no other source of capital. You know, if you face a family emergency that has the potential to send you into bankruptcy, borrowing from your 401k to pay medical expenses can be a worthwhile option. Again, make sure you return that money back quickly. Number 3, advancing your career with a short-term education loan for tuition. A lot of people want to further their earnings and career prospects, and getting a higher degree is a good way to go. But be careful and make sure that you pick a degree that has a solid enough earnings potential to let you pay back your loan. Number 4, down payment toward a first home purchase. If you need the money for a down payment on a first home or for building a house, your 401k can help pave the way, because a home is, generally speaking, a solid long-term investment that comes with a lot of economic and quality of life advantages. So it makes sense to borrow from your 401k for a down payment. Just make sure you're planning on settling in the area for a while and have weighed the pros and cons of investing properly. And number 5, a dire situation where you are unable to afford food or shelter. Sometimes people want to borrow against their 401k because they think it's the cheapest interest they can get and justify it by saying, hey, in any case, I'll be paying myself back. But remember, your 401k is not for frivolous expenses. It's for your retirement, and you've got to let the money sit there so compounding can do its magic. So I definitely do not recommend taking money out unless you're absolutely in a dire situation where you need to be able to feed your family and keep a roof over your head. So before you dig into your 401k, first eliminate your daily Starbucks or lunches out with colleagues, sell that fancy car, buy something cheaper and more fuel efficient, and use the savings to tide you over, and only use your 401k as a last resort.
You're listening to On the Money with Certified Financial Planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.